The Spartans continue in playoff action after their 30-16 win over Glidden Rowson last week. Xyra EHK broke away with a good starting drive, which helped them jump ahead in the game. Head coach Drew Buckle was happy with the physicality and the persistence on defense to help charge towards playoff action.
Oh, it's just our kids' resiliency, you know. They broke a big play, first play of the game, I think, for them offensively, and our kids just responded with an answer right back, I think, in two plays. And then from that, I thought our defense played great. We were physical at the point of attack. We tackled well. We contained their quarterback pretty well besides two runs. And they made a big play in the passing game. But other than that, I thought we were physical. We controlled the line of scrimmages. And I thought we were able to pass the ball effectively to Cash. Got a couple big plays. And Jamo was effective in the run game.
Jamison Kilworth returned back to action after receiving a hard hit in the regular season game against Griswold. He had more than a special night for Xyra EHK as he threw for 260 yards and 3 touchdowns. The quarterback was also quick on his feet with 50 rushing yards and 1 rushing touchdown. Not only did he return to action, he returned ready to play.
We didn't know if we were going to have him available this Friday, but he did all the right things with his rehab, and there was nothing that was going to stop Jamison from playing on Friday. He told us that. He actually texted me the night before the game just saying that he was ready to go, and that's when I knew that he was just going to have a special night.
Kilworth mainly focused on the downfield passes of Cash Amgarten, as he had 181 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns against Glidden Ralston. Their connection has continued to be an effective one for the Spartans over the last few weeks.
Yeah, their connection has just gotten better and better ever since Cash just came back. Just their timing, getting Cash the ball in space, and the perimeter blocking for Cash. I know one was a bubble that he broke. And I think it just goes all together for him. I think just the chemistry that they've built over these past 5 or 6 weeks, I think it's just grown.
Moving to the defensive side, Xyra EHK was led by Alex Hansen in tackles with 9.5, in tackles for loss with 3, and also had a sack in the game. Hansen has been good about getting around blocks and making smart decisions on the field.
Oh, Alex, we put him on kind of the strong side of their formation, and because Alex does a really good job of getting off blocks, he does a really good job of tackling in space. I know in the game he made an adjustment himself because he was kind of getting sealed. So he lined up further outside, and he made that adjustment on his own. I think that shows how intellectual he is, how smart he is, how instinctually he is. And that's just what it takes to be a great linebacker in our system.
Xyra EHK has a tough test this week against Benford. The Bulldogs have not lost a game all season and rely on the rushing game. Benford has rushed for a total of 2,421 rushing yards this season, as they have only passed the ball a total of 34 times. Garrison Motzinger leads in the rushing game with 758 rushing yards and 17 touchdowns. Behind Motzinger is Silas Waltzon, who has rushed for 693 yards and 15 touchdowns. The Spartans have faced good rushing teams this season and are looking to continue to defend in tight coverage and protect the box.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're going to run the ball right at you. That's no secret. So we're going to have to be physical up front. We're going to have to be able to get off blocks. We're going to have to be able to tackle well in space. I think those are the keys in every game, but I think this game is amplified because they have a ton of athletes. Number 4, number 33, and number 5, those are quarterback running backs. They're very good. They're good up front. And defensively wise, they got athletes all over the field. They got great team speed. They fly to the football. It's going to be tough moving the ball on them. So we got to establish the line of scrimmage for the point of attack. We've got to be assignment sound up front. We've got to know who we're blocking because they'll stun a couple times. We're just going to have to get our playmakers the ball in space and let them make plays.
Xyra EHK kicks off tomorrow at Bedford for the second round of playoff action at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.